After 9 weeks away, Czech school children and secondary school students have returned to their classrooms. Among the 1.4 million pupils are also 93,000 first graders. The number is up again after several years of stagnation or decline and reflects a slight increase in the birth rate after 2000. Let's take a brief look back at the history of primary education in the Czech Republic. School in this country traditionally starts at the beginning of September, a date established in around 1905, and schools break up at the end of June. Prior to that, school used to start around the middle of September. Originally, the summer holidays were not meant to be a time of rest and recreation for the children. Children were necessary helping hands during harvest work. As children were much needed laborers in previous centuries, their parents often did not send them to school when there was work to do in the field or about the house. Bad weather was also a reason not to go to school. Villages often could not afford to heat up the classrooms in winter. Compulsory primary education was introduced in the Czech lands by the Habsburg Empress Maria Theresa in 1774, even though primary schools existed long before that, even in small villages, often founded along with local parishes. In many cases, the teachers were church wardens or retired soldiers, often lacking any qualification for the profession. It was not rare that the children left school without having acquired even the most elementary knowledge. Almost 100 years later, in 1869, compulsory education was extended from 6 to 8 years, and attendance was more strictly monitored. After several changes were introduced between 1945 and 1989, it was established in 1995 that children in the Czech Republic are obliged to complete 9 years of schooling.